this bulletin. European Union ambassadors approve the post-Brexit trade deal. A prominent Saudi Arabian activist jailed for more than 5 years. And in sport, the A-League season opens with a nil-all draw in Geelong. With the latest SBS news, I'm Amy Hall. Ambassadors from 27 European Union member states have unanimously approved the post-Brexit trade deal. The deal is likely to become law on the 1st of January, with the British Parliament expected to approve it on Wednesday. British Cabinet Office Minister Michael Gove says the big arguments over Brexit have now been resolved.
The big political battles over Brexit, I think, are settled now. That means that we can look forward with confidence. And yeah, it's always the case that that governments are making sure that their relations with friends and neighbours are kept in good repair. But the big arguments over Brexit, they're now resolved.
The United Nations Human Rights Office has called for the early release of a prominent Saudi Arabian female activist who's been jailed for more than 5 years. Loujain Al-Hathloul has been in jail since 2018 when she and other activists were accused of having contact with organisations hostile to Saudi Arabia. The 31-year-old had campaigned for women to be allowed the right to drive in Saudi Arabia. She's now been sentenced to 5 years and 8 months in prison after the country's specialised criminal court convicted her of trying to harm national security. She and her family deny all the charges and say she's been tortured in jail. A Chinese citizen journalist who covered Wuhan's coronavirus outbreak has been sentenced to 4 years in prison. Zhang Jian was detained in May and has been on hunger strike. The 37-year-old was one of several citizen journalists who reported from Wuhan. China has found her guilty of picking quarrels and provoking trouble, which is a charge commonly used against activists. One of her lawyers says he's very concerned for her welfare.
She isn't well. She's been on hunger strike for a while and has lost a lot of weight. She's very weak, both physically and mentally. She thinks she's innocent. She was just exercising her civil rights and considers her detention and sentencing illegal. She just can't accept it. She never wanted to be in court, and the judge didn't allow her to speak much during the trial today, so she spoke very little.
The trial of a group of Hong Kong residents who've been detained in mainland China for more than 4 months has begun. The group of 12 were detained in late August while trying to flee by boat to Taiwan. Some members of the group took part in anti-government protests in 2019 and were facing charges in Hong Kong. Families and lawyers of the accused haven't been allowed direct contact with them. Pro-democracy activist Lee Chuk-yan says denying families the right to attend the trial is absurd.
They try to fake it by saying that it's an open trial, but you know, all the seats are being occupied. So actually it's a secret trial. And the family members do not have the right to attend the trial. That is absurd.
Authorities in England say the country's high COVID-19 infection level is a growing concern as hospitals struggle to cope with rising patient numbers. More than 41,000 new cases and 357 additional deaths have been recorded across the United Kingdom. It's the highest daily case total reported by the British government and the first time it surpassed 40,000. Back home, and 9 people have been fined after allegedly leaving the northern beaches to attend a wedding in Pyrmont near the Sydney CBD. 12 people from the restricted zones were found at the wedding, with 9 fined $1,000 each for breaching public health orders. The northern beaches is currently under stay-at-home orders. To sport, and there were no goals in last night's A-League season opener, with the match ending in a nil-all draw. Western United's clash with Adelaide United took place in Geelong after an increase in New South Wales coronavirus cases ruined Western Sydney's plans to host the season opener. And now for a look at today's weather. very hot and mostly sunny in Perth and 39, partly cloudy in Adelaide and 25, mostly sunny in Melbourne and 22, partly cloudy in Hobart, also 22, a shower or two in Canberra and 21, showers in Wollongong, also 21, a few showers in Sydney and 23, similar conditions in Newcastle and 25, partly cloudy in Brisbane and 31, showers in Cairns and 32, and showers with a possible storm in Darwin, 31. This is SBS News. I'm Amy Hall.